Illinois judge bars Trump from state primary ballot as Supreme Court ruling looms. By Paul Bois on February 29, 2024. A judge in Illinois ruled on Wednesday to bar former President Donald Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot, citing his alleged actions during the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Cook County Circuit Judge Tracy Porter sided with Illinois voters who argued that the former president should be disqualified from the state's March 19 primary ballot and its November 5 general election ballot for violating the Anti-Insurrection Clause of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, Reuters reported. Watch, leftists attempt to disrupt GOP senators supporting keeping Trump on presidential ballot. The judge, however, delayed her ruling from taking effect due to an expected appeal from the former president. The ruling also comes after the Supreme Court heard arguments on Trump being barred from the ballot in Colorado, which a majority of legal experts believe will rule in the former president's favor with either a 9-0 or 8-1 vote, as Scott Hughes' blog wrote in early February. The Supreme Court on Thursday appeared ready to hold that Colorado cannot exclude former President Donald Trump from the ballot based on his role in the January 6, 2021, attacks on the U.S. Capitol, during an oral argument that lasted for more than 2 hours. Justices of all ideological stripes questioned the wisdom of allowing a state to make its own decisions about whether a candidate should appear on the ballot, both because of the effect that such decisions would have on the rest of the country and because of the hurdles that courts would face in reviewing those decisions. Stephen Cheung, spokesperson for the Trump presidential campaign, said that Soros-funded groups spearheaded the effort to kick him off the ballot. The Soros-funded Democrat front groups continue to attempt to interfere in the election and deny President Trump his rightful place on the ballot. Today, an activist Democrat judge in Illinois summarily overruled the state's Board of Elections and contradicted earlier decisions from dozens of other state and federal jurisdictions, Cheung said. This is an unconstitutional ruling that we will quickly appeal. In the meantime, President Trump remains on the Illinois ballot, is dominating the polls, and will make America great again, he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.